I'm 59. 29th of April 2012 to the 28th of April 2013. Above. What is now? By Paul Hawkins. What happened during my 59th year on planet Earth? I considered a number of things to write about, all of which were almost immediately dismissed out of hand. For example, a list of the lists I'd made, a list of all the food or meals I'd eaten, or details of my collection of Fairfix modelling kits I'd painstakingly made, trimmed and painted since the age of 9. None of these made it. Yet there had been worldwide performances by the 17, the Coast to Coast Tour, The Making of Beds, the first documented performance by The Man Who Bangs His Drum, and the writing of books, and surely other things that escape my memory right now as I write this. These things are mostly documented in variously different ways by various different people. One idea that nearly made it past my censor was something small, unassuming, definitely not ego-driven, unannounced, a vague gesture towards the general existential shit show that the human race finds itself performing in all over the world, all 7 billion or so of us, every minute, every hour of every day. Daily, I made a daily purchase of a pair of socks from wherever I happened to be. I would wear each pair for the day and then put them into one of 12 black bin liners I'd hanging up in my loft. One bin bag for each month of my 59th year. When the month changed, I washed all the socks and then, with the help of a pair of sharp scissors, cut them open and then sewed them together into one large sock. At the end of the 12 months of my 59th year, I would have made 12 socks, or maybe 6 pairs. 6 pairs of very large, multicoloured socks. The details were not something I thought much about as I did this. I just did it. In the summer of 2012, I anonymously contacted the World Wildlife Federation, asking if they would accept a donation of these very big socks for larger animals to wear when they were transported from a dangerous place to a safe place, or as sleeping bags, or a way of keeping warm. The World Wildlife Federation assured me they'd be able to find a use for them. As has happened repeatedly throughout this 59th year, I notice a voice. It might have been my voice, or the voice of one of my other selves, or someone I heard in the local shops, or a calf, or on the bus, or on TV, or perhaps an unknown voice. Whatever, I had actually given up trying to figure out whose voice I was hearing. Does it really matter? On balance, I think it did, because the voice changes with the context. The complicated context in my head, which is way too much for me to even start to explain here and now. The voice is asking me, does art require a scissor man? But I wonder if that's the right question. I wonder if the question for right now is, what happens when nothing happens? I think about this question for just over a month of socks in July and into August. Let's say 36 days. That's 72 socks. I think about the question almost obsessively. Well, okay, I think about the question obsessively. I can't stop thinking about the question. In my dreams it's there. I make notes and ask questions of other people. I need help. On February the 19th of 2013, my answer is next, stop, pepperoni, futsalum, ecofix, winning, post visa, newspapers, pause, in service, 37, silver cars, winning post, Jaffra, 14 men with beards, cooperative food collection of your unwanted things save lives, professional hygiene, glass onion, BEV, gas, taxi, empty, air products, exterior, specialist, futsalum, from first, I'm a clean bus, the grace parts for all cars, sale price, polo, lucky, LUPI, atomic burger, Schroeder's, mobility solutions, Robbie's working in partnership with the NHS, your Christmas or mine, Christmas starts with a festive bake, my other truck is a trolley, Arrow Cars, Aston Fire and Security, Davis Roofing, Private Ambulance, Police, Touch Advanced Appliance Care, Our Best, Transaction, Blackheath, Cinderella True, Speed, Nike, Taxi, Global Foods, a name you can trust, Transit, Bolton, ACCA, Insurance Cross, Torino, Sit Ocean, Property Lawyers, Elevators, Escalators, Doors, Suzuki, Smart, Metering, Support, Services, Lowry, Beck, Copart, Workplace, Drinking, Solutions, Polo, Fire, Protection, Mazda, Built on Reputation, Taxi City, Lines, Seasoned, Greetings, Pizza, Teabags, Avocado, Frying Pan, Beauty, Cucumber, Leon, The Southwest Sims, Jeep, Golf, Building, Electrical, Plumbing, Anessa, Turin, Smart, Curtis, Range Rover, Transit, Transit, Lumen, Electrical, Hollandia, Polo, Gas, Powered, Raimonda, Top Gun, Picasso, Belting, Center Love, Local, Period, Fireplaces, I enjoy driving, I love meeting people, New Driver, Polo, It's All About Time, Denise, Driving School, Ford, Jaguar, Galaxy, RAB, Roofing, Gutter Boards, Collision, Recording Systems, We're Hiring, The Very Best, Auto Rentals, Courier, Sandbox, Discovery, Carb Direct, Criminal Gangs, Our Inflicting Pain, Matilda, For Our City, Pallet Ways, We Deliver, Polo, Nissan, Celtic, Recycling, Indie, Clean, Your House Isn't Smiling Unless Everything Is Shining, Vector, Electric City, Fox, Better Food, Frontiera, Toyota, Volvo, Search, Help for Households, Excel, Group, Leon, Micromate, It's About Time, Royal Mail, Fellow, AirSat, FedEx, Open, Coffee, Clarkson, Alliance, Mobile, Police Station, Code, Compliance, Seed, Combo, Skip, Sustainable, Garden, Rooms, Ready, Steady, Grow, Voto, Deco, Switch, Today, Your Inner Care Shows Your Extra Care, Pedigree, Panda, Citroen, As a Free Bet, Connecting You to Your Network, Skoda, Road, Smart, Trek, Fusion, Billabong, Serco, Police, Epic, Duster, Delights, Solar, Pass It On, We Collect and Sell. These words being the words I could read whilst looking out of the window of the Marcus Garvey Library, Tottenham, London, doing nothing, observing the everyday, spectating the generally non-noticed, the undocumented chaos, beauty, randomness, noise and other things on that day, mostly words. Then comes a voice with another question. What's next? I answer, what's now?
Below. The rain has stopped by We Are the Offline People. Spring 2012. two black and crimson butterflies. I'm in my Land Rover on the North Circular, the road that connects East and West London, my eyes fixed on the advertisement that decorates the back of the lorry in front of me. I listen to the sound of the transmission. Gears on gears, the long song of metal. It could be an A or a B. I'd say more like an A. I overtake. Accelerating, it goes to C. A few kilometres further on, I pass an industrial wasteland covered with characteristic little yellow spots. Ragworts. I take the first exit and drive to the wasteland. There are many plants, a beautiful golden yellow colour. Some are covered with black and yellow caterpillars with short eyelashes on their backs. Is it already May? I pick a few ragworts. Could I use them for my life and death of an artist photographs? Or I could use them some other way if I let them dry. While I'm pulling out the plants, I awaken black and carmine butterflies that fly away and flap their wings. Their lower ones look like drops of blood. One of them twirls and lands on my left shoulder. Another one comes and lands on my right shoulder. I stand still for a moment and slowly raise my arms. I spread them wide open, palms facing outwards. I hold the pose. I turn my face to the left, slowly. Then to the right, slowly. The butterflies keep still. I'm thinking this would make a great photo for Tracy Moberly when my mental image of her suddenly splits into three silhouettes of women. I sense their presence when I'm not directly looking at them. From the edge of my peripheral vision, they have the fascinating movements of a bird's flight in slow motion. I am now the first one of them. Perhaps I wear a little too much makeup. This December evening in 1979, is that greased up hair? I'm in Liverpool. Is that Eric's club? Echo and the Bunnymen are playing amazingly well. Can you hear it? The sound of something burning, something changing on the merry-go-round tonight? All the pictures on my wall are about to swing and fall. Through the eyes of the second woman, I see cherry blossom petals falling one by one, hour by hour, minute by minute. I have the intuition of the instant. It is midnight and 1 second. I hand the deceased day to the girl at Eric's club, who rolls up her sleeve and carves it on her arm with the tip of her knife, 6 bars plus 1 to cross them out. Through the eyes of the third woman, I grab a broom made of a silver birch handle and a bundle of ragwort stems for the brush, and I sweep the ebb of the tide off the coast of Great Yarmouth, or the mistakes strewn on the steps of the Royal Courts of Justice. I sweep the autumn leaves of Epping Forest, and I'm in the industrial wasteland full of ragworts. Possibly the same one. I look at my watch. It is 11:22 a.m. I have to hurry, I'll be late. The butterflies have disappeared. I pick up an armful of ragworts and load them into the back of the Land Rover. I drive off with the windows wide open. As a car gathers speed, the wind rushes in low frequencies, compressing the air against the straight windows of the interior. I feel like I can hear voices in the crushed waves. Spring, 2013, the day before my 60th birthday. I am in Liverpool, standing on a manhole cover in Matthew Street since 7 a.m. this morning. I am singing to conclude the 17, my procedural and ephemeral choir. Some projects do need to be closed. especially before a change of decade. There have been some great successes, like Surround in Port-au-Prince. 100 people spaced at regular intervals around a block of houses, passing a shout to each other, an F to which a C responds, a hey-ho. A human vocal chain that swirls faster and faster, and that will last for a long time after the performance has stopped, well after the sun has set. That was 2 weeks just before the terrible earthquake in Haiti in January 2010. But Cassius is fine. And let's come back to tonight. Tonight at midnight, I will open 17 bottles of champagne to conclude the 17. This project can go on without me. In fact, this project must go on without me. Despite this manhole cover, it relies on too many memories. It's almost 11 p.m. I'm tired. Only 58 minutes. I stare at the doorway of Eric's club right next to the Beatles' Cavern Club. I have to hold on, despite the vibrations and echoes beneath me. Despite myself, I concentrate on the tones of my voice, on my text. I must not think of 1979. Above me, the clouds close in, and the sky darkens to the north with a thick black rain. Water gutters become flooded rivers, tearing up asphalt and cobblestones from the streets. The scoured ground turns brown. My manhole cover rises, carried by two huge, horribly hairy black and crimson butterflies, and the water rushes into a wide crevice to match the deluge. Cubic meters of water crash into the gaping sewer pipes, floating on an indistinct tide. A boat travels the 12 segments of the night. On board, two hooded figures think they can discern a flock of lambs in the distance, but in reality they cannot. Yet they hear them bleating. The lambs whisper, "Men are the teardrops of my eye." The two figures lie down on their left side and then lie down on their right side. They sit down. Their heads are heavy and their tongues are swollen with thirst as daylight finally falls across their faces. The rain has stopped. Outside, on the banks, a few trees and tall clumps of grass can be seen. In the middle, a huge river. Behind it, there is a large green metal bridge. In places, the mud is teeming with small grey shrimps caught in the mud. The boat touches the bank, and finally on land, the two hooded silhouettes scatter among the ragworts. I look at my watch. It's midnight in 1 second.
A troubled dream. Merry-go-round by Brian Calvert. I am on the merry-go-round. I have been here before. The horse I'm attached to doesn't look particularly well. The age-old paint is flaking off, and his eyes are blood red. When I say I'm attached, I cannot actually get off the horse. I can't see or feel how, but I am one with the horse. I am somewhat troubled by his situation. The merry-go-round starts to turn and slowly speeds up. And then, from somewhere I hear, "Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button." I look around and there's no button to push. Surely the song should be, "Round, round, baby, round, round." The volume increases, but it's the wrong song. Still the merry-go-round speeds up and still the song plays. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. I frantically look for the button. The paint flakes off the horse as my hands scrabble around, searching for the elusive button. The horse starts to rear its head, the eyes glowing a brighter dark of red, if that's possible. Hold on a minute. I remember I wrote about this song once. A pure piece of girl pop that I couldn't get enough of. And all my theories were out the window. I loved it then, and I love it now. Yeah, I do love it. But it's the wrong song, and not for now. I'm still on the merry-go-round. And it should be round, round, but it's not. It's push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button, faster and faster. I can't keep up. The eyes glow redder and redder. Push it real good. No, wrong song. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. I cling to the pole which the horse is impaled on. Not that it matters, as I'm stuck to it somehow anyway. And still, the volume increases and then the speed increases. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. I don't think I can take any more of this. Hang on. I'm hanging on. But no, hang on. This is a dream. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. There is no button. The horse whinnies an ungodly sound and the sound pierces my ears. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. Stop. My eyes open and the song reverberates around my head. I glance up at my clock and the glowing red LED display turns to 7 a.m. The radio comes on. Push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. Here we go again. Troubling.